can you, if you go through tremendous trials of, you know, ice and fire and all sorts of things, can you find a new family? Or are we all beholden to the past and shaped by the past?
That's Kate Hamer, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Kate Hamer's previous novel, The Girl in the Red Coat, was an Amazon Best Book of the Year in 2016. She joins us to talk about her latest novel, The Doll Funeral. Kate, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Kate, your novel doesn't fit neatly into a single category. It draws from a number of genres. How would you describe this novel?
I think a couple of ways, really. It has been described in reviews as a modern fairy tale, which I really like, and I think it fits it very well, and also fits the first book. I say my work is crime-ish, if that makes sense. It's certainly not traditional crime. It's not procedural in any way, shape, or form. But there are definitely crime elements in there. So I don't know if that helps.
Was there a specific inspiration for this book?
The inspiration, I've always been very interested in family. And I kind of wanted to explore the question, are we dictated to by the past? Or can we shape our own futures? And Ruby, my hero, very much takes her own identity in her own hands, I think. On her 13th birthday, she finds out that she's adopted. And the reaction to this isn't one that you'd expect in the way that she runs out into the garden. She looks up at the sky and she just starts singing for joy because her life has been pretty dreadful up to this point. And she goes about trying to find her birth parents. It was that central question. Can you, if you go through tremendous trials of, you know, ice and fire and all sorts of things, can you find a new family? Or are we all beholden to the past and shaped by the past? And that's very much what the book's about.
Where does the title of the book come from?
The title of the book links in very much with a chapter in the middle of the book. When I first thought of it, because there are dolls all the way through the book, I thought it sounded like an interesting title that fitted. I actually Googled it and hardly anything came up. There's a piece of music called that by Tchaikovsky. And the other thing that came up was a Japanese practice where they do actually have doll funerals. When somebody's passed away, there is a practice where there's a ceremony for the dolls left behind because they're felt to embody some of the spirit of the person. And that just fits the book very well. And again, you know, about what's left behind, what people leave behind, and how you can move forward from that, I suppose.
And this story is multi-layered. It's told from different perspectives and at different times. So I'm wondering, what sort of opportunities and challenges that presented to you as the author?
I like being able to write from more than one voice. There's two, possibly maybe three voices in this. And it just gives me an opportunity to kind of explore very intimately different people's lives. So we have Ruby, and then we go back into the past and we actually look at her birth mother, and her story is told as well, Anna's story. So that just gives an opportunity to sort of find out what's going on behind the story, as it were, behind the scenes. So we find out Anna's story and we find out the reasons that led up to Ruby's adoption. So it's great fun and it's interesting to explore different people, their motivations, their stories, the different times that they live in as well. But yes, you're right. I mean, at times that can be challenging. You have to juggle it all in your mind, really know where you are in the story.
You also mentioned the idea of voice and telling this in different voices. And your characters cover a wide age range. So was there a particular challenge there in getting the voice right for especially your younger characters?
The way I approach it is not to think of them as children or teenagers, or I try and concentrate on the idea that they're people who happen to be 8 or 13 or whatever age they are. But I think it comes in the editing as well. When you reread your work, you know, sometimes you have to take away a word. You think, well, that's probably not in their vocabulary, you know, and just be wise to things like that. But I enjoy writing a range of voices. Ruby starts, as she starts looking for her birth parents, she starts uncovering all sorts of secrets that have been hidden for many, many years, that people have been invested in keeping secret. But she's a very feisty character. I really fell in love with her in the writing of it. And it's that idea that I think, you know, people can shape their own lives and their own futures and even their own families. You know, family is fluid. It doesn't have to be the family that we're born with. We can decide to a certain extent what our relationships are and what constitutes family in this life.
Without giving away too much, tell us a little bit more about her character and what makes her unique.
Well, Ruby is 13, so she's on the cusp. She's in that sort of liminal age where everything's changing. She has had a very, very tough life in the first 13 years. And it's made her, in some ways it's made her tough, but I describe it in the book as the kind of level of brutality that she's lived with. She thinks of it as having almost cracked her eye, and it allows things in. It allows her to see things that maybe other people don't see. It's, in some ways it's a curse and in some ways it's a talent, but it certainly shapes her character. So when she sort of escapes her adopted family, she finds herself in the bosom of another quite dysfunctional family. And because of this particular talent, she's been taken on really for not good reasons. And again, without giving too much away, they've taken her in because they have secrets of their own that only she is able to interpret.
Well, you mentioned that you'd sort of fallen in love with this Ruby character, so maybe that's the answer to this question. But my next question was, if you could spend a day with one of your characters in real life, who would it be and why?
Gosh, that is a very, very interesting one. Nobody's ever asked me that before. If I could spend a day with one of the characters, you know, I would like to spend a day with Ruby, actually. She's got quite an unusual mind, an unusual manner. I would like to tell her that she's going along the right lines, you know, that she's very brave. I think it would be Ruby, actually.
What's next for you? Are you working on a new novel now?
I'm working on a new novel as we speak. It's great fun. I'm having great, great fun with it. It's all sorts of murder and mayhem, maybe a little bit more crime-ish again, in maybe a slightly more traditional sense. So yes, I'm right in the middle of that now and really, really enjoying it.
Kate, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Kate Hamer's novel is The Doll Funeral. More information and more interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kpr.ku.edu/conversations. You can also use our KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.